Sing hallelujah, oh sing hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus' birth, which happened in Bethlehem of Judea during the reign of Herod, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the newborn ruler of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." At this news, Herod became greatly disturbed, as did all of Jerusalem. Summoning all the chief priests and religious scholars of the people, Herod asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they informed him. "Here is what the prophet has written: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, since from you will come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel." Herod called the Magi aside and found out the exact time of the star's appearance. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, after having instructed them, "Go and get detailed information about the child. When you've found him, report it to me, so that I may go and offer homage too." After their audience with the ruler, they set out. The star that they had observed at its rising went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and paid homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented the child with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, so they went back to their own country by another route. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Decisions, decisions. What to talk about today? Here's the pages of notes. So we'll see what the Holy Spirit pulls out of there, right? So what I wanted to start with is a sense of gifts. So those of you who have ever gone to a birthday party, you know that you generally take a gift, right? And so it's helpful when we think about bringing somebody a gift if we have a good intention that we want to go to the birthday party as opposed to the birthday party we don't want to go to, and that when we go, we really want to honor the person that's party it is. The more we know about who the party's for, whose birthday it is, then we get to pick a gift that would fit that person. And if we have a relationship with a person, that makes it a lot easier, as opposed to that we're just going for appearances. So we have three granddaughters who have birthdays this next week, and Greg and I are going through catalogs and online and trying to figure out what we want to give to them. And we're thinking about all those things, about what do we know about Molly? What do we know about Caroline? What do we know about Charlotte? They all live in Texas. And so what are we going to give them that would be meaningful to them and that they would appreciate about that? So how we give gifts is right over here, okay? So then we're going to talk about storytelling. So if I want to tell a story, I'm going to think about who's my audience, who's going to hear this story, and what message do I want to convey, right? So we've got gifts here, we've got storytelling here, and then we've got meaning here in terms of there's going to be some facts about this. This is the gift I'm going to give. This is the story I'm going to tell about it. But what it means to the person that receives it and what it means to the rest of the person gathered is what makes everything come together. So the reason I tell you all that background, gifts, storytelling, meaning, is because Matthew's telling a story. That's the gospel writer. And there was a time we thought he was the first gospel writer, but that's probably not true. Mark probably wrote his gospel first. Matthew starts out his gospel with the genealogy of Jesus. He's telling us Jesus came from this and 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 this, and therefore, Jesus is the Messiah because he came from King David. So Matthew's wanting to establish Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is a person of honor. And so I'm going to start the story with the genealogy. And then when you look at Matthew's gospel, he doesn't talk about a donkey. He doesn't talk about an innkeeper. He doesn't even talk about Mary. He talks about Magi coming. You know, that Jesus was conceived and was born, and the Magi are coming. So he's telling a story about Gentiles, not the Jewish community, not the people of Israel. He's saying people are coming from afar, important people, bringing gifts, and they came to the child Jesus. Well, that's not in any of the other Gospels. So Matthew's speaking to a Gentile Christian group of people predominantly. That's his audience. So he's wanting to establish that Jesus is the Messiah and that the Gentiles, all of us, were invited to this first. So it's setting a story with the meaning behind that. So what gifts did the wise men bring? So Ben brought up the gold. That's a sign of royalty, right? It brings gold to the baby Jesus. Note over here, Jesus isn't the tiny baby at that time. We're not talking about kings coming to the stable like we have them depicted here. Jesus was at least 40 days old by then when the wise men went to wherever he was. So again, think about, he's already been presented in the temple. And now the wise men are coming. Simeon said last week, this is the Messiah. So Matthew's saying, this is the Messiah. This is the Messiah. This is the Messiah. And then Torianne, were you next, Torianne? Did you bring up no, you were the last one. Torianne brought up the myrrh. And that's often used in embalming. So it was to recognize that Jesus is both God and man. He is going to die the death of a man. And the incense that James brought up was about God, about Jesus as God. That's the incense that's used in the temple. So these gifts, too, are pointing to who Jesus is. So do we know if there were any kings? Nope. Do we know if there was a star? Nope. We know that Matthew wants to paint a picture for us of who this person is. So as I take all that in, it goes around back to that first holy moment story that we talked about in the monastery, the message that came back to unite them was the Messiah is among you. And how do we treat each other if the Messiah is among us? Maybe Pat's the Messiah. Absolutely. She looks like it, doesn't she? Yeah. Maybe Ben's the Messiah. Maybe Kate's the Messiah. And the truth is, that divine spark is in all of us. So we have a star and we have a human birth that come together, that recognize that this is Jesus come to tell us that he is both God and human, and that we have God within us too. So as we take in this Epiphany message, it's about that manifestation that We are the divine nature of God. And so when Mary said yes and said, I'll be a God-bearer, we each have a choice to say yes, to be God-bearer. I don't know about you, but for me to really grab hold of that and say, I have God inside me that I'm going to give to all of you, and that I'm going to appreciate that, and that I'm going to be a representative of God on this earth, that's a little bit scary. It feels like a lot of pressure. You know, and it's like, what if God wants me to do things I don't want to do? What if God expects too much of me? And yet, Jesus and all the people that he dealt with treated them as if they had God in them. And we do too. We have God within. That divine nature is in each of us. And as we bring it to birth through prayer, through the word, through service, through acts of love, that grows within us and we become more God-like. So I invite you to take just a minute and think about one gift that you would bring to the child Jesus, a gift that would have meaning for you and that would represent who you are and what you believe God's calling you to. And I'm going to give you a minute to just pray about that. The grace of Epiphany is the call to become divine by our informed consent. Will we let that divine nature grow in us? Will we let that divine nature shine? Do we consent to become divine? Do we consent to express God in our bodies? To be God in everything we say and do and are? What an invitation. May we live into that invitation.